Mission accomplished in 23 years. 610 CE. Divine revelation commenced. Muhammad received the first revelation from God and was appointed as the messenger of God to all people, a mission that required strong belief, dedication, commitment, and honesty. 610 to 612 CE. Core Muslims formed. Muhammad invited his friends, his inner circle and selected people to believe in one God and accept Islam as his final message to humanity. In the first 3 years after prophecy, around 130 people accepted Islam and became a strong nucleus that was able to spread Islam publicly. These core Muslims were a mix of rich and poor people. 613 to 615 CE. Muhammad's public invitation resisted. Muhammad and his followers started to talk to people openly about Islam. Although Muhammad was known as a trustworthy and an honest man, Meccan leaders did not believe him. They described him as a poet, a magician, and a crazy man. Muhammad tempted and threatened. Meccan leaders tried to dissuade Muhammad from inviting people to Islam by tempting him one time and threatening him another time. Also, they tried to prevent people from listening to him. They showed increased hostility towards new Muslims. They persecuted and tortured the poor and weak Muslims. Muhammad supported his followers and sent some of them to Abyssinia. Muhammad was very close to his followers. He used to meet them at El Arkam House, which was like a small college. He taught them values and morals and instilled feelings of responsibility and commitment. Muhammad saw the suffering and tribulation some of his followers endured and advised them to seek refuge in Abyssinia, describing it as a land of virtue ruled by a fair Christian king under whom no one was treated unjustly. Two influential men embraced Islam. Two strong and well-respected Meccan men accepted Islam, Umar bin al-Khattab and Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, Muhammad's uncle. That was an important turning point for Muslims. Hamza became a strong supporter and protector for Muhammad until he, Hamza, died in the Battle of Uhud, 625 CE. 3 years after the passing away of Prophet Muhammad, Omar became the second caliph and ruled the Islamic State for 11 years. 616 to 618 CE. Muhammad boycotted. Meccan leaders boycotted Muhammad and his followers and imposed a social and economic blockade on them, which lasted for 3 years. During this time, Muhammad and his followers suffered great tribulation. This period was a tough test for their patience, belief, and commitment to the truth. 619 to 620 CE. A sorrowful year. Meccan chiefs cancelled the social and economic blockade as they found it not useful. In the same year, Muhammad's wife Khadija and his uncle Abu Talib passed away. Muhammad lost hope in Mecca and decided to convey the message of God and seek support outside Mecca. He went to the city of Ta'if, but was met with hostility. In addition, he spoke to more than 20 Arab tribes about Islam, but he didn't receive any positive response. 620 to 622 CE. A glimpse of hope. Muhammad met six people from Yathrib, a city located 400 kilometers north of Mecca, during the pilgrimage time and talked to them about Islam. They believed Muhammad and returned to their city with intentions to invite more people from their own tribe and other tribes in Yathrib. They agreed to return to Mecca the next year at the time of pilgrimage to meet again with Muhammad, the prophet and the messenger of God. New Muslims pledged allegiance to Muhammad. The same group returned the following year, 621 CE, with six more people. They pledged their allegiance to Muhammad, accepting him as the messenger of God. They promised him 1. Not to worship anyone except Allah. 2. Not to steal. 3. Not to commit adultery. 4. Not to kill. 5. Not to slander neighbors. And 6. Not to disobey the messenger of God. The group went back to Yathrib and invited their tribal leaders and their people to accept Islam. They returned again in the following year, 622 CE, at the time of pilgrimage with more than 70 men and 2 women. A similar pledge of allegiance was given by this group to Prophet Muhammad. A new Muslim community formed 400 kilometers north of Mecca. The leaders of the two main tribes in Yathrib, Oz and Khazraj, embraced Islam and subsequently their people became Muslims. Muhammad, the prophet of God, was invited to come to Yathrib and become its ruler and leader. 622 CE. Chiefs of Mecca plotted to kill Muhammad. Migration to Yathrib commenced. Things were becoming worse in Mecca. Muhammad asked Meccan Muslims to migrate to Yathrib. Following their migration, Muhammad migrated to Yathrib in September 622 CE. His migration represented the most important turning point in the Islamic history. From Yathrib, Islam blossomed, an Islamic state was established, and a just social order was born. 623 to 624 CE. Muhammad, the ruler of Yathrib. Muhammad, the messenger of God, became the ruler of Yathrib willingly and peacefully with the agreement of the majority of people. The people of Yathrib were a mix of Arabs and Jews. Although there were two main Arab tribes and three smaller Jewish tribes, the Arab community was larger than the Jewish one. Muhammad changed the name of Yathrib, the multicultural society. Medina was the new name Muhammad gave to the city of Yathrib. After the migration of the Meccan Muslims, Yathrib no longer belonged to a certain group of Arabs. Instead, it became the homeland of believers who accepted Islam. Since there were Jewish tribes in Yathrib and other Arab people who didn't embrace Islam, Muhammad did not call it the City of Islam. Instead, it was named Al-Medina, which means the city, in which all inhabitants had similar citizenship rights. Muhammad called for peace and unity in Medina. In his first public address to the people of Medina, Muhammad delivered a very concise speech which promoted harmony and social cohesion. He said, "O people, seek and spread peace and offer food to each other. Look after your kinship and pray to God at night while others are sleeping, so you gain God's pleasure and enter his paradise." Ibn Majah 4331 and Tirmidhi 5842. Muhammad linked these acts to God's pleasure in order to motivate people to love each other and live in peace and harmony in a multicultural society.